Stars in the Rafters is produced by Julie Valamont and mixed and mastered by Dana Billings. This podcast is supported in part by the Country Dance and Song Society, NEFA, Pinewoods Camp, and CDS Boston, and wonderful folks like you on Patreon. Welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. This week, we have music from Crowfoot, Jeff Warner, Andrew Van Nostrand, and Andy Davis, Becky Tracy, and Keith Murphy. I read poems by Ross Gay and Susan Reed, and Ben Williams reads a poem by Kitty O'Mara. It's Thanksgiving this week, and a lot of us are staying home this year. Wherever we are, I want to give thanks for the richness of this community, the beautiful music, the dancing and laughter that are normally a part of our traditions, and the wonderful people. I'm so grateful for everything that the folk music and dance community has given me over the last 15 years. I feel like the people I've met in the community have not only enriched my life, but they've made me a better person. During hard times, it can be hard to feel grateful. But I've also found that hard times make me feel gratitude even more strongly for what I still have and inspire me to savor the joys of my life among the hardship and the small beauties and kindnesses that are always around us, even in the darkest days. If you are surrounded by friends and family and have plenty of food on your plate, take a moment to reach out to someone around you who might be disconnected. And if you're by yourself this Thanksgiving or far away from family, know that I am too, and I'm thinking of you. It's easy in dark times to turn inward. But let's remember, even when we're lonely, perhaps especially when we're lonely, to reach out to others. We are strong, and we will get through this. I'm so grateful for all of you. Take care, everyone. Thank you. Thank You by Ross Gay. If you find yourself half naked and barefoot in the frosty grass, hearing again the earth's great sonorous moan that says you are the heir of the now and gone, that says all you love will turn to dust and will meet you there, do not raise your fist. Do not raise your small voice against it. And do not take cover. Instead, curl your toes into the grass. Watch the cloud ascending from your lips. Walk through the garden's dormant splendor. Say only, thank you. Thank you.
Each day I'll do some noble deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, so I will do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing His praise while ages roll, and try to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While traveling down life's a weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load. I'll try to turn his night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that can endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand and try to lend a helping hand. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun.
And the People Stayed Home by Kitty O'Mara. And people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played and learned new ways of being and stopped and listened deeper. Someone meditated, someone prayed, someone danced, someone met their shadow. And people began to think differently. And people healed. And in the absence of people who lived in ignorant ways, dangerous, meaningless, and heartless, even the earth began to heal. And when the danger ended, and when people found each other, grieved for the dead people, and they made new choices, and dreamed new visions, and created new ways of life, and healed the earth completely, just as they were healed themselves.
Thank you.
Rain by Susan Reed. We need rain if anything is going to grow. Food, flower, beast, or child. Rain to quench the fires, to cool the earth and water the roots, to wash us clean. We need truth if anything is going to thrive. Justice, prosperity, kindness, or hope. Truth to shatter the lies, open our eyes, and bring us face to face with the necessity for change and the glory of our common dreams. We need kindness if anything is going to heal. Sickness, pain, people, or planet. Kindness to see and hear, to be still and patient, to soothe the human agony, and tenderly bind up what indifference has broken. Tonight, we have been given rain. The rest is up to us.